international correspondents on News Talk ZB.
It is 12 to 6. Well, the government's announced it'll increase the minimum wage and delay the social insurance scheme. The minimum wage is set to increase by $1.50, up 7% in line with inflation. The controversial social insurance scheme is being sent back to the drawing board. But it's the big jump in the minimum wage which has businesses twitchy. Joining me now, Executive Director at the New Zealand Initiative, Oliver Hartwich. Oliver, it's the biggest minimum wage increase we've seen in 16 years. What effect is this going to have on our economy?
Well, good morning, Kate. I think the first effect is, of course, that businesses who are already struggling with all sorts of cost rises and inflation themselves, they will now have to face an extra cost. And, of course, what we also know is that once you increase the minimum wage, other wages will follow. It's not just the bottom wages that will go up, but they will have an effect on wages across the spectrum. And on top of that, what it will do is, of course, it will probably create some expectations of further inflation because all of these new costs will then be passed on to consumers. So we're building up inflation expectations at the time, and the Reserve Bank, of course, is trying to reduce them.
Yeah, I mean, Grant Robertson said inflation had peaked. Do you agree with that?
Not necessarily. And I mean, they've got a very good tool where you can track inflation live, and it's called GDPLive.net. It's run out of Messi. And the last time I checked, we had inflation still running at about 7.2%. Keep in mind, we still have the fuel duty reduction, so that's another 0.5%. So clearly, we are running to close to 8% inflation at the moment. It's perhaps leveling out, but I can't see any signs of it reducing.
So apart from the domino effect in the labour market and on people's wages and inside, you know, businesses, surely the wage increase also has ramifications elsewhere, like, you know, in the supermarket and what we're actually going to be paying for stuff.
That is exactly right. And apart from that, what it also does is, of course, it cements New Zealand as one of the countries with the highest minimum wage relative to normal wages. So on an early calculation, it probably shifts us up to about 61% of the average salary. That's unhealthy. There should be a distance between the minimum wage and the average wage. And we are already quite high, and we're probably shifting up a little bit higher still. The other thing I would say is it just once again shows how difficult it is setting minimum wages when politicians are doing it. Perhaps we should take a leaf out of Australia's rule book, and that is in Australia, it's a Fair Work Commission setting the minimum wage. So an expert panel to take it away from politicians, especially in election years, because otherwise setting the minimum wage will always be a political football.
That's a really good point. I mean, looking at the state of our economy, Oliver, what would the government have been better to focus on, do you think?
Well, there are a few things actually that they should have done. They should have shelved a few more projects. I think the IMA reforms are going to make it much harder in the future to get anything done in this country. So if I were to scrap a few more policies, that would have been top of my list. But apart from that, I give them credit for at least getting rid of the social unemployment insurance scheme, because that never made sense to start with. It was an additional tax on labor. And, of course, you're introducing it at exactly the wrong time, because we're now expecting the potential of a recession. And this is not the time when you introduce another scheme worth $3.5 billion to be paid for by employers and employees alike.
No. Oliver for PM. Thanks very much, Oliver. You make a lot of sense for being with us. Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative.